Rush Hour with Dave Ferrier. Weekday arvos from 3 on Mix 94.5.
You can't beat a catch-up with the Rush Hour, and you can't beat Dan Murphy's prices. They have the lowest liquor prices guaranteed.
Not a bad-looking Friday arvo, live from the Mix 94.5 studios in Subi. This is the Rush Hour with Dave. Janelle Koenig in the studio. How you going, Janelle?
G'day, mate. I'm very well, thank you. I'm actually pretty excited because I have heard about something that has been released and available to purchase just today that is going to have people stopping their cars, putting on the brakes, and running to Kmart.
Oh, it's a Kmart thing.
Of course it is. Like, what
tickets to something.
No, better than that. Better than that. It is a full pie-sized pie maker. Because Kmart has had this famous pie maker that makes four little mini pies. But today the family pie one has been released. So you can make a pie, family-sized, in a machine.
That's the sound of cars driving off the road right now.
Absolutely. Racing to Kmart's. $29.
Wow. Did you get one? Did you bring one in?
On the way home, I will be purchasing one. There's a whole Facebook page devoted to Kmart pies.
Okay. I'm just so not in that world.
No.
Of Kmart pie makers.
Well, lucky you've got me.
Well, lucky me. Hey, Janelle, I had a win in the lotto last night.
Did you?
Yeah. Money, I've been keeping it from you.
How much? We've got
a lot. $20.
Woo! How much was your ticket?
50. I'm going to share my winnings with you, though, because I've gone and bought something, a Friday afternoon treat.
Oh, going to make it.
It's something you might have seen in the news, a new hybrid food product.
Oh.
That is coming up. But next, your kids had their school carnival today.
They did.
You were on the sidelines yelling at them.
Yes, with encouragement.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that next.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Janelle, you've come in full of school spirit. You were just at your kids' sports carnival.
I am full of school spirit and school regalia and my colours. Proudly wearing the yellow for our faction because our school had our sports carnival today. So this is basically what that means is it's the first time I've been out of the house in daylight since about February.
How did you go? Was there any sizzling? Was there any?
I am the indoorsy type, as you may not know yet, Dave, but I am. I'm the indoorsy type. But, you know, I covered up. I was sun smart. But it's such a fun day. Even though the week leading up, you think, oh, I can't be bothered going to this again. Because you do think that. But when you're actually there, you remember that actually there are only so many years that your kids are going to be doing these, especially primary school sports carnivals. You only get 7.
Yeah.
And one day they'll be over.
And the primary school ones are the fun ones. That's where it's leader ball, tunnel ball. When you get to high school, it's, you know, the 400 metres, long jump. Who needs it?
No one.
I think they do still do long jump in primary school.
There's no flag race. But it's so cute. And the kids are so excited with their really crap ribbons. And what was beautiful today at our school is that we have got one little girl in a wheelchair and they had a race for her where the able-bodied kids were in a wheelchair and they got to race against her and she won. But to see the whole school and all the kids ran onto the oval, regardless of what faction they were in, and they were just cheering her on and there was not a dry eye in the house.
How lovely. Was she a gracious winner or was she flipping them the bird? Go home, losers.
I'm sure she was gracious.
Right.
I was down the other end.
Okay. Well, how did your kids go?
They both got ribbons. I can't remember what for which event, though, because there's a lot going on at the same time and you can't get around to everything at all times. But they both have 3 or 4 ribbons each. And our house won!
You!
Woo!
Go, what is the faction called?
It's called Welsh.
Go Welsh. What is the story?
Not Welch.
Welsh.
Welsh.
Welsh. Named after the country.
I don't know.
Are they the Welsh?
No, because it's spelt differently.
C-H. School factions are always very confusing.
What was yours?
Ours was native plants. What was yours?
You were in the faction of native plants.
No. Our school had native plants. We were Banksia, I think. I can't remember. Yeah.
We were Padua.
Yeah.
And in high school, MacKillop.
Okay.
Yeah, after Mary
MacKillop. After Mary MacKillop.
Yeah.
After named a particular person.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting sidetracked here. School carnival time of the year. My mum is a teacher. She was saying her school is having their school carnival. So it's happening a lot. Schools all over Perth.
Mm.
And it got us talking about the great sports on offer at the schoolyard, particularly in the primary schoolyard. And right now on 133353, we want to know what schoolyard sport should be taken to the Olympics, from the schoolyard to the stadium. Do you reckon handball should go to the Olympics?
Ooh.
Would you have won a gold medal?
Mm.
Or leaderball? Or one of those more niche ones like passball, where you are just lined up passing a ball back and forward?
Elastics.
I don't even remember elastics.
Oh, that's old school. That's like 70s, 80s.
Okay. Do you remember elastics? 1-3-3-5-3. No, what sport that you played at primary school or high school, or just, you know, even at recess and lunchtime?
Yeah.
What sport should make it to the Olympics?
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour.
Janelle Koenig in studio today, full of school spirit because she was at her kids' sports carnival today. Did your kids take part in any of those, like tunnel ball, leader ball, any of those kind of
things? All of those things. All of those fun, crazy, adults don't play games.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, Dave, can I just tell everybody about the text that you sent me while I was at the sports carnival this afternoon? It said, you asked me to get some audio of the event, which I was totally fine to do.
And you did.
And I did. And then you said, could you do something comedically mean? Like, shout out, don't forget mummy only loves winners. If you lose, you're walking home. Trip up everyone either side of you. It's not cheating if you get away with it, etc. Dave, that's just not community minded.
It's just, I'm always thinking about the show. I'm always thinking about the content. And can I say, Janelle, you did.
Oh.
You did send it to me. I'm going to play that a bit later in the show, the audio that Janelle sent back, that she shouted at her daughter as she was competing for her faction at school. But right now on 1-3-3-5-3, we want to know what school should make it from the schoolyard all the way to the Olympics, because you play some ripper sports in primary school and
yes.
then you like never come back to them.
No, you never do.
And they should make it all the way.
Long forgotten.
Tokyo 2020, we should be seeing leader ball, pass ball, tunnel ball.
How good would that be?
The Aussies would do amazing at tunnel ball.
The flag race.
Maria in Yokine, what sport should make it to the Olympics?
I think the hula hoop.
Oh, hello. Marie, you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. So, go again.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I reckon the hula hoop, it's quite challenging. You've got to, you know, you can spin around your neck, your waist, your ankles. You can make the hoop come back to you and jump over it.
You can, maybe. I can't. That's for sure.
She's right, though. The hula hoop is very versatile.
Do you know what, though? Hula hoop is not about side to side. It's front to back.
So you got to do a thrusting.
You do.
You got to air hump if you want to be good at hula hoop. Okay. Duly noted. Hey, Nigel in Coolblup, what sport should make it to the Olympics?
Well, I reckon either shoulder wrestling or marbles.
Oh, marbles.
Marbles is a classic.
I was the marbles champion at my school, Nigel, because my fingers are double jointed, so I was amazing at marbles.
But what does double jointed thumbs have to do with good marble technique?
What? It's all about the flicking of the thumb. Of course it is. It's marbles.
You're a good thumb flicker.
You've got to flick. You don't throw, you flick. It's amazing. Tom Bowler's, Tiger's Eyes, the lot. Remember those?
No.
I used to draw circles in chalk on my carpet practicing marbles.
Oh, wow. You know what? I am not like, it's not like I'm so young that I don't. We played marbles, but then Nokia 3310s came out and then we were all playing Snake. That should be in the Olympics. Snake. Natalie in Leederville, what sport do you reckon should make it to the Olympics?
Well, I went to a little Catholic primary school and we seemed to spend a lot of our break time playing kiss chasing, so that might be a good one.
That would definitely be a good one for the Olympic Village.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Great food combinations.
Yes.
What are some that you like?
Like an unusual combination that works, is that what you mean?
Two foods that are great on their own that make something beautiful when together.
Strawberries and balsamic vinegar.
That's a good one.
Sounds crazy.
Is that like a salad thing?
That you can put them like with a dessert.
So ice cream, strawberries,
no
and balsamic.
Ice cream.
Okay.
Balsamic ice
All right,
cream.
Sorry,
maybe.
No ice cream. No ice cream.
Maybe it would work.
Well, there's also the donut and croissant, the cronut.
The cronut.
Milk and chocolate.
Wow, that's kind of the same family.
Pineapple and pizza.
Of course.
You agree with that one?
Yeah, they're not called Hawaiians in Hawaii.
Yeah, there's just pizza.
Yes.
Well, I saw something. This was actually in the news, a new combination of foods, which just got me so excited. I had to run out and get it with my lotto winnings.
Yes.
My $20.80 that I won. And I've prepared them upstairs. You may be able to smell
them.
That delicious smell.
I can smell something.
I've kept them outside because they are quite pungent. I'm just going to run out and get them.
Okay. I wonder what they are. Dave isn't really known for his culinary skill. He's never brought in food from home that he hasn't stolen from his mother.
They are
okay.
The brand new cheeseburger spring rolls.
Fusion.
It is. We are a winner because we get to taste this delicious fusion of two cuisines.
Have you tried that
yet? Spring roll and cheeseburger. No, that's what we're going to do right now.
Okay, together.
Are you... Janelle's just made a face.
I'm a purist when it comes to a spring roll, but I'm willing to give it a crack.
Mmm. Smells like...
Mmm. Burgery.
Deep fried cheeseburger.
Okay.
Do you want to take one?
Okay.
This is going to be... You might have seen this in the news. These are available now at Woolworths. I mean, this is not brought to you by Woolworths, this segment.
They look good.
I just wanted to give it a try. They look good. They look edible.
They do look good. They look crunchy and golden.
Give it a...
Why aren't you having one?
No, pass it back. All right, I'm going to put some hot sauce on mine.
No, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because it just tastes of hot sauce then.
Oh, okay. It's, you know, it's 20 to 4. It's around snack o'clock. Maybe you want some cheeseburger spring rolls. This could open up a whole new world of cuisine.
A fusion.
A pizza...
Bow.
Pizza bow. A hot dog. Dumpling.
Dumpling, yes.
All right, let's get this over with.
Okay. Ooh, crunchy. Oh.
Actually tastes like a cheeseburger.
It tastes like a crunchy burger.
It does say it's got minced tomato sauce, mustards, pickles, and of course, cheese.
Mmm.
All, yep, I can see it. It's all in there.
Yeah. It looks like a kind of tomato-less bolognese. Inside a spring roll.
So, thinking, Friday night dinner at your place, what do you reckon?
Get the hot sauce out.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
And it is, of course, Friday the 13th.
Dramatic pause.
This is really simple. Seeing as though it is Friday the 13th, we just want spooky stories on 133353. Do you have a spooky story, something Friday the 13th related that's happened in your life?
Mm.
What's your go-to, like, ghost story experience?
Yeah.
Or weird coincidence?
Something that will make the hairs on the back of our neck stand up.
Yeah.
We used to muck around with Ouija boards a lot in high school.
Did you really?
And often, like, the names that would come up from holding the glass were much more extravagant and clever than I knew my friends were capable of. So that was spooky because they weren't their good spellers. So it couldn't have been them pushing the glass.
Maybe
I'm saying to you.
Maybe it was the spirits. 133353. It is Friday the 13th. So we're going to lower the curtains, light some candles. We want your spooky stories. Did you see a ghost? Did you see an alien? Was there some weird coincidence? Did you walk under a ladder and then something really bad happened? Not too bad. Let's keep it light. This is radio. 133353. Friday the 13th stories. We want them.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
We want your spooky stories.
Yeah. So we've had a few fantastic spooky stories. Marie called to tell us about a very huge incident of bad luck today with her auntie's car door. Ooh.
Oh, she reversed out and hit a tree and it folded backwards.
Yes. Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Or just bad driving. Who knows?
We'll never know. I've got one, Friday the 13th.
Yes.
I bought two very expensive lottery tickets yesterday.
Mm.
I checked my numbers today. I didn't win Division 1.
And neither did anybody else, apparently.
Friday the 13th.
Well.
133353. What are your spooky Friday the 13th stories? Mike in Beckenham, what have you got?
Well, look, one morning when I was a bit younger, I woke up after a bad dream and told my mum that I'd seen a man running around on fire.
Oh.
And about 2 minutes later, the front door was pounded on and I opened it. It was my next door neighbour who'd lit a cigarette next to a whiskey barrel and burnt his face off.
Oh, my God.
Mike, so wait. Had this person had this accident and then come running over to your place?
Well, there was no one there to help them, so I think he just came to the closest place he could find, you know.
Have you had premonitious dreams before?
Look, I've dreamt of a number and won the Melbourne Cup, but other than that, nothing else.
Okay, well, if you could try dreaming of me as a size 8 millionaire, that'd be really handy. Thanks, Mike.
Anytime, Janelle, anytime.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Janelle Koenig in studio, came straight to the office today from your kids' sports carnival.
I did.
And I have some audio. This is what Janelle sounds like on the sidelines while her kids are competing.
Come on! Go Welsh! Go Welsh! You're my favourite if you win! children.
Go, go. Mummy only loves winners.
That's some motivational stuff there. How did they go?
They won.
So you still love your kids.
I do.
Absolute ripper. The show this week is brought to you by Dan Murphy's. This final season, picking a winner will be tough. Anyone could beat anyone, but no one will beat Dan Murphy's prices. That's their lowest liquor price guarantee.
Hey, footy tonight, what's your Dan Murphy tipple when you drink?
What's my tipple?
Yeah. Watching
before
the footy.
I give a tip for the footy?
Yeah.
I like a nice cold pale ale. I like a Cooper's Green.
I thought you were going to say daiquiri for a tiny second. A nice cold daiquiri.
Apple teeny. Well, we do have live coverage of the Eagles taking on Geelong next. It is right after this, their do or die clash. Janelle, you've been doing tips the last couple of weeks. You are not a football fan.
No.
Even though it's crazy because you're born in Melbourne and you live now in Perth.
Yes.
You don't like AFL.
I don't like sport.
Okay. Anyway, so you've been picking your unless it's your kids winning
yes.
and they win your love.
Yeah.
So you've been making your tips based on if the emblems fought each other, which would win.
That's right.
And you've been doing scarily well. You were 100% leading up to the finals,
yes,
even
I was.
When I don't think a single time you picked the home team, Freo or West Coast.
Well, I've got to be real.
You really don't pander. You really don't want to get any of our listeners on side. So let's do this. An eagle versus a cat. Who would win?
Okay. Look, I grew up not far from Geelong in the 70s, and I know that a Geelong cat would be a dirty street cat that plays hard and fast. And also, the Eagles are without a willy, so Mummy loves a winner! Mummy loves a winner, Dave!
It's too soon. It's too soon. I don't appreciate that. So Geelong it is.
Geelong for me. Sorry, Perth.
The Rush Hour.
While you were busy listening to The Rush Hour, Dan Murphy's were busy beating prices on drinks around the country.